Morning, Glenridge. I hope you're having a wonderful morning. It's Emily, and I have the privilege of sharing today's devotion. So I've slowly been making my way through Genesis, and today I'd like to look at Genesis 4. Emphasis on slowly. There's a lot to unpack in Genesis. There's so much that happens in just one paragraph. There's so much change and things that happen. So Genesis 4 is the story of Cain and Abel, and I'm sure we all know this pretty well, but I'm just going to read it and unpack it with you guys. So Adam and Eve have just had Cain, and now they've had Abel, and so we'll go from verse 2. Now Abel keeps flocks, and Cain worked the soil. Now, in the course of time, Abel brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. In other translations, it says his face fell. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." But instead of Cain ruling over it, he decides to give in to that animal crouching at the door. He decides to give in to sin that's waiting for him to give in. And wanting him to give in. And so now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out into the field." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. And the Lord said to Cain, "Where's your brother Abel?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?" The Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth." So a lot happens in just like 10 verses. And I think the big question here is, why does God accept Abel's offering and not Cain's? And in our human minds, logically, we would think the firstborn would receive the favor because they are the firstborn. And we see it throughout the Bible where God favors the meek, he favors the powerless, the people who we think are not deserving of his favor and his blessing. And we think like, well, how can that person get it, you know? You look at David. I think he was the youngest, or one of the youngest sons. You look at Abel. He was the second son. So you think like, why did God favor his offering? And in the scripture, it doesn't say that Cain's offering was wrong, but what Abel did is he gave the best portions from his flock, from the firstborn of his flock, meaning he gave his most valuable, what he could have kept himself, he gave to the Lord. And so I think that was so important, is that the condition of his heart is what made God favor him. And in that moment, Cain let jealousy overcome him, and he let anger overcome him. But the Lord was testing him and saying, actually, you know what, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? Will you not find favor? And so what's interesting about this verse is that I think a lot of us assume that there might not be enough blessing for everyone. Because we might see God blessing someone and showing favor for them, even though we might think that they don't deserve it. And we think like, God, where are you? Where's your blessing for me? Where's your favor? And I think what's important and what we can take away from this verse is the condition of our heart. Because God is looking at that. He's looking at the condition of our hearts. And if the conditions of our heart, if our hearts are towards Him, to worship Him, to give our everything to Him, then of course He's going to show us favor. But if we let sin take over our hearts, if we let jealousy, anger, hatred, if we let that take over our hearts, then God's not going to see favor with us. And yeah, so I think the big question is can God's generosity be trusted? Is there enough blessing for everyone? And there is. There is more than enough. But the blessing comes in God's timing. And so, yeah, I think that this is just an incredible verse to look at and to look into our own hearts and to see, like, am I giving God everything? Like, if I'm expecting everything from God, am I giving everything to Him? You know? So, yeah, I hope this verse encourages you. I know it's a lot and there's so much that can be unpacked in just these verses. But I think what the main takeaway is that there is more than enough blessing. But the blessing comes in God's time. And most importantly, it comes when when we are giving our everything to Him, when we give Him our whole heart and we lay it at His feet rather than trying to keep the best of everything to ourselves. So yeah, I pray that this week will be an amazing week where we are looking inside ourselves, we're looking inside our hearts and, you know, asking ourselves the big questions. Are we giving our everything to Lord? And yeah, I just pray that God's blessing, there's more than enough blessing for everyone. God has more than enough for you.